All right, welcome back to another great episode of the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. Hey, if you don't know me, I'm the CEO and co-founder of Executive Career Upgrades, where we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. As always, hey, we got a great topic for you today. But before that, congratulations to everyone in the ECU community who accepted an offer this week. Hey, it's been a pleasure working with you, right? We've impacted countless lives. I think we're up to something like 50, 55 something offers that came in this year already. So we're off to a good start. Corporate America is coming back on track, right? So, hey, do me a favor. If you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast so you can schedule a free career consultation with our team. Now, man, we got a great topic for you today. Most people struggle with this, so let's get into it. Hey, today we're talking about overcoming imposter syndrome as an executive. The first thing I want you to know is this never goes away. Sorry. It never goes away. You're always going to question yourself. You know, I was watching Elon Musk, who's getting, you know, people either love him or hate him as of recently, right? But there was a period in time a while ago, he had to make a decision between both of his companies, right? And he felt like he was letting people down, right? And he could invest, he had, you know, set amount of money left, and he could either put all the money into one of his businesses to save it, but what he chose to do, right, is split the money into two companies, and he didn't think that was the right decision. So I'm just saying, you're always going to question yourself. You're always going to question yourself. Let's define imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is the persistent feeling of self-doubt and fear of being exposed as a fraud, despite evidence of competence and success. That's funny, right? I feel like a fraud, but I have a track record of success to back up that I am who I say I am. You know I've talked about this on a couple other podcasts, but I think a couple months ago I was speaking to business leaders, right? And when I'm speaking to a room of people, hey, Tim Madden has imposter syndrome sometime, right? And I'm like, hey, am I the best person to talk to these about? What credentials do I have, et cetera? I'm like, you know, just questioning my authority. But then I remember on those competence and successes, I look back, hey, the only thing you're always going to have is your long track record of success. Here at ECU, hey, we've been on the Inc. 5000 list 2 years in a row. We're one of the fastest growing veteran-owned companies. We've got the top 50 innovators of the year. I mean, we have so much credibility here. It's crazy. And sometimes I still question it. Okay. Here's why it's common amongst executives. Okay. They operate in high stakes environment with constant pressure to perform. Is that wrong or right? Number two, many leaders step into roles they've never held before, leading to uncertainty. Well, that's what happens, right? When you get promoted, you're going to go through change. You're going to have more responsibility. You've never been at that event before. So likely there's going to be some uncertainty. And then you're the one people come to all the time. And you know, it's like an expectation for like you to have all the answers. And here are some signs you may be experiencing it. You feel like you don't deserve your position. You don't think I feel like that sometimes? That I'm letting the team down? You don't think other leaders have felt like that? You downplay your accomplishments and attribute them to luck. I see this with a lot of the people that we work with. You avoid speaking up in meetings, fearing you'll say something wrong if you're at those board meetings, even though you're an executive. And you compare yourself to more experienced, well-known leaders and feel inadequate. These are the reasons, ladies and gentlemen. These are the reasons. Now, this is why even the most successful people struggle with it, okay? Because just like I said, earlier, right? Well, we have a term, right? New level, new devil effect. So it's basically every career advancement is going to come with its own challenges. And as you level up, so are going to do your responsibilities and uncertainty is going to creep in. You're going to compare yourself to others. You're going to fear of being exposed, right? These are things like, ladies and gentlemen, that are never going to go away. One of the hacks that I do in my office, I'm surrounded by all of my awards. Everything I've done in the military, my education, the achievements I've done, little plaques everywhere. So it's on those times I'm feeling down, I can look around and be like, hey, why are you worried so much? You've been through so many more difficult transitions in your life. Here's going to be the cost of imposter syndrome. If you are questioning it, you're going to be hesitant to make decisions. Fear of making the wrong call, especially when you're onboarding, right? You may rely on consensus of the group instead of trusting your instincts. Overworking to compensate, right? Sometimes you feel you have to work longer hours or micromanage others to prove their worth. That will lead to burnout and, you know, inefficiency. Lack of confidence impacts the team. Missed career opportunities. You need to have confidence in yourself and your ability. And you also have to know that most days you're going to feel like this imposter syndrome. Some days you're going to feel like full of energy and know you're the leader. You got that win and it's great. But most days are not going to feel like that. Okay. So we need to rewire our mindset. Okay. And we need to reframe the narrative of like, I don't belong here, to, man, I earned my position at this seat. If you're taking notes, hey, anytime, right? I earned my position at the seat, right? Did anyone give you this job you're at right now? Give you a seat at the board, or did you earn it? Okay, nothing is given to you in life. Nothing is given to you in corporate America. Hey, you got to work hard for your stuff. So number one, you have to be proud that like, hey, in those moments, hey, I earned my seat and I earned the right to be here. Number two, we want to use data and accomplishments to validate our success. Man, success journal, where we track key wins, accomplishments, milestones, review positive feedback from colleagues, look at objective business results that we've had in the past, and know that our leadership is driving that impact. And we have to lean on our network, right? Most people are not in these mastermind events, so some days when you're feeling something, it's good to have people that you can communicate and talk to that are going through the same struggles that you are. It's the ultimate hack to life. And then, are you ready? Then you'll realize other people at your level, are you ready, are experiencing the same thing that you are. You don't think I have friends that are CEOs of small, mid-sized companies? You don't think we talk sometimes? You don't think we say, hey, man, I hired the wrong leader for that department, and it really crushed the culture. Just talking to one of my buddies, he voice clipped me yesterday, right? He said, man, this guy, right? I'll just tell you the conversation here, right? He was like, I know he doesn't fit into the culture. He hasn't done anything wrong. He's just an average person here. So he's an average person, average results. We have a small team, okay? Culturally, though, he's not aligning. But he's like, I feel I failed him because he was the first person I hired in this department and I didn't have clear outlines of exactly what he's expected to do, etc. If you're a leader of an organization, you're going to find yourself in these leadership dilemmas every single day. So, stop chasing perfection on every single decision. The best leaders make decisions without all of the information, literally 100% of the time. Waiting for perfection is going to lead to inaction. So you have to give yourself the permission to make mistakes and course correct along the way. Remember, if you're taking notes, the most successful people in business have had the most failures. Let me repeat that. The most successful people in business have had the most failures. That's why they're successful. So you should not try to be able, you shouldn't be every day like, how do I avoid failure? Now, I'm not saying go and make a bunch of bad decisions just so you can fail. I'm saying, hey, do the best you can every day. Know you're doing the best with the information you have. Make the decision and move forward. And just like we said, course correct if it's going bad. Okay? Now, before talking about confidence, right? Before big meetings, remind yourself of those past wins. Use affirmations like, hey, I'm prepared, I'm experienced, I'm capable. How do you treat yourself, right? If you tell yourself every single day that you don't belong here, you shouldn't be doing this team, you're failing, what do you think that's going to do to your confidence? What do you think that's going to do to your leadership ability of the team? One of the hardest things to do as a CEO is every single day, man, try to be positive, ladies and gentlemen, right? You don't think there's issues across all the businesses Christina and I own? Absolutely not. There's people involved. Of course we're going to have issues, right? So, you know, it's never going to be perfect. Imposter syndrome is never going to go away. I consistently think I'm like questioning myself, but I try to have a positive attitude every single day. Identify the inefficiencies, prioritize them, and execute. Now, here's some final thoughts for you. Imposter syndrome is never going to go away. So if that's what you're looking for, hey, there is no pill for this. It's about managing it effectively through habit-based processes that we talk about all the time. And remember, every successful executive has moments of doubt, but it's confidence through action, not overthinking. Being a great leader is not about knowing everything, okay? It's about leading with conviction despite uncertainty. So I have two questions for you as we start to wrap up. Question number one is, hey, when have you felt imposter syndrome the most in your career? When have you felt imposter syndrome? I'll tell you, hey, I was a first-time CEO entrepreneur, hired our first people. I'm like, am I making all the decisions? Should I even be a CEO? Hey, I just got out of the military. I don't have this. Man, it's crazy how quickly this happens. Number two, what strategies have worked for you in overcoming it? Connect with me on LinkedIn if you're not Tim Madden. Hey, I'd love to get connected with you. And if you are obviously in a search, need help with leadership and development, need help with onboarding, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Do not let imposter syndrome, fear, uncertainty hold you back, okay? Not only in business, but in your life as well. To have true success, hey, you need to show up every single day embracing the challenges, embracing the opportunities, having resilience, because that's what it's going to take to be a senior leader at these top levels. I wish it were easy. I wish you could just go make 200, 300, 400, 500, 600K with minimal responsibility, but we know that's not the way life works. More responsibility, more pressure, right? The more value you can provide, that's going to equal your pay, right? And your compensation. So you can hit your own financial goals for you and your family. So do not let imposter syndrome hold you back. You're worth it. I believe in you, right? Go to the mirror right now. Look in the mirror, say, hey, I am worth it. I have had a phenomenal career. These are some of my accomplishments, right? I know I can lead this team. Do not let imposter syndrome hold you back, because if you do, you will end up not reaching your full potential, which is one of the only reasons we're on this planet. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.